From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's latest rocket launch on Sunday is raising concerns in the United States and with its allies that Pyongyang is moving forward with its ballistic missile program. North's apparent noncompliance with international obligations raises questions about the purpose of the mission, which Pyongyang says was to put a satellite in orbit. UN Security Council on Sunday vowed to adopt expeditiously a new Security Council resolution. UN sanctions ban Pyongyang from conducting nuclear tests or any launches using ballistic missile technology. In Taiwan, two survivors have been recovered from the rubble of a 17-story apartment building in the city of Tainan following the building's collapse during a powerful earthquake early Saturday. Li Shicheng is Deputy Secretary General of the Tainan City Government. He spoke with VOA News.
We are entering into the most difficult period of a rescuing operation because, as we find out, that there could be around 100 people still missing in the crash site. So we have successfully rescued over 300 people out of that collapsed building.
At least 36 people died in Tainan, which is a city of 2 million people. Many of those were inside the apartment building. Somali security officials say the explosion last week aboard a jetliner that had to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu was caused by a bomb. Security footage at the airport shows two men, one apparently an airport employee, handing what appears to be a laptop computer to the suspected suicide bomber. This is VOA News. A Taliban suicide bomber today killed at least three Afghan soldiers, wounded more than 18 others. It happened in the northern Balkh province. Violence comes 2 days after Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States announced that direct peace talks between Afghan government and the Taliban representatives could take place by the end of this month. Germany's anti-Islamic organization Pegida held rallies in several European cities over the weekend to protest against mass immigration and what it calls Islamization of Europe. UN Secretary General's Special Representative for International Migration, Peter Sutherland, says he is alarmed at the growing hostility and xenophobic sentiments in Europe, and he's particularly concerned about fences reappearing in some border areas to bar immigrants.
The recreation of borders challenges the whole integration of the European Union. More particularly, it challenges the moral responsibility of states to help refugees, to provide asylum.
More than 1 million people, most of them fleeing war-torn Syria, sought asylum in the EU countries in 2015. A new poll is suggesting that Vermont Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders and Republican businessman Donald Trump are maintaining their large leads in the U.S. state of New Hampshire, which holds a presidential primary vote tomorrow. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone is in New Hampshire, where he reports that Sanders is trying to label his opponent, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, as anything other than a progressive.
This has really become the focal point of the debate. And, you know, one of the reasons for that is that in both parties, the sort of fringes on either side get really involved in the primary and caucus votes. So in the Democratic Party, it's the sort of liberal left, the progressives, who are flocking to Bernie Sanders, especially young people. And some of my VOA colleagues have noted that again up here in New Hampshire, as we saw in Iowa. So Sanders seems to have a hold on them. Hillary Clinton is trying to regain some ground here. She trails in New Hampshire by a fair bit. They're hoping they can narrow the gap between now and Tuesday, primary day.
That is VOA's Jim Malone in Manchester, New Hampshire. Well, the Denver Broncos defeated the Carolina Panthers 24-10 to win the U.S. National Football League's Super Bowl championship game on Sunday. Denver quarterback Peyton Manning threw 141 yards and was expected to be the final game of his Hall of Fame career. Sunday's Super Bowl win is the third in Denver's history.
That's the latest world news from VOA.